Let's talk a minute about the noises that we hear while we're dialing and the register sender is on the line. Here's a call to 338. Notice what happens after the third digit. As you can see, there were three pulsing events after we dialed 338. Three sort of groups of pulsing noises that sounds almost like three digits. But actually, the number of digits being dialed out is equal to the number of pulsing events minus one. On 338, the director is deciding what to do and then dialing 6 plus 8. It seems the deciding what to do makes a pulsing noise. And when we call 453, for example, just dialing 453, nothing happens yet. Now we'll dial 2. And there's 5 pulsing events corresponding to 6 plus 2, 5 plus 2. So the director's routing decision makes one pulsing noise, and then each digit it dials out makes another noise. And that's how you can tell how many digits are being dialed. Oh. If the director resets the train by momentarily opening tip and ring, that also makes a pulsing noise. All right, let's make some calls around the local calling area. First, we'll call the 232 office, which is in a town called Sligo. You'll notice after the third digit, the director sets up the route. It doesn't particularly care about the thousand group. So we'll dial 232, after which you'll hear 4 pulsing events on the director. And those 4 events are making the decision and then dialing 6 for tandem plus 2, 9, which reaches the 232 office by way of the tandem. So it'll be 232, and then you'll hear 4 pulsing events, and then we'll dial 2899, and after each of those digits you'll hear pulsing as well. There's an office in the local calling area, 771, which has the same kind of strange, twisting CDO ring as the office we're calling from. It also has really hummy trunks from the Elizabeth City tandem to it. And you'll hear that while we're dialing it. We'll drop the director, dial 6 for Elizabeth City, 3 for the 771 office, at which point you'll hear this hum come on, and then 3 digits for a ringing number. On this call to the 771 office, if we dial it normally, the director only has to dial 5 digits. The reason is that 771 originally only had the 2000 group. Therefore, it only accepted the last 3 digits on its trunks. But then later on, as they expanded it, they added other 1000 groups. And at that point, all the directors in this local calling area had to know that the 2000 group only goes through with 3 digits, and the other valid 1000 groups go through with 4. So we're going to dial 771 2223. That's in the 2000 group, the original 1000 group. And we're only going to hear 6 pulsing events over the course of the entire call. The first pulsing event will be the director making the routing decision, and then the remaining 5 will be the 6 for tandem, the 3 for the 771 office via the tandem, and then the last 3 digits, 223.
This is a recording from St. Louis, North Carolina. The number you have dialed has been changed or disconnected. Please check your directory or call directory assistance. Thank you.
By the way, this is a really huge local calling area for eastern North Carolina. There's an amazing difference between this phone company, the Norfolk and Carolina Telephone Company, and the other nearby phone company called simply the Carolina Telephone Company, where a local calling area is 3 prefixes if you're lucky. But here, my goodness, there's 14 of them, and there's a huge variety of ringtones and different carrier noises on this system. This next call is a good example. We're going to be calling the Sunbury 465 prefix directly by dropping the director, dialing 6 plus 28, and then a ringing number. And once we dial the 28 for Sunbury, you can hear the carrier noise increase with the second trunk, and that second trunk has crosstalk. This is also a very interesting local routing system, because there is not only the Elizabeth City tandem, but there are also 2 other small tandems that are used for certain, I guess, extremely small offices, as follows. The Piney Woods 297 office, the one which had that recording that was so muffled you could hardly even understand the name of the town. That office is reached from here through the Welsh 221 office. So when you dial 297 from here, it doesn't go through Elizabeth City, nor does it go through directly. It dials 5 to get that T-carrier trunk to Welsh 221, and then it dials 7 to get Piney Woods 297. Now the other local tandem is Hertford 426, the town which is just down the road and that we have some mystery trunks to. That town is used as a tandem to reach Woodville 264. So we discovered Woodville 264 on the Elizabeth City tandem on the code 23 and got the recording that way, but that's not how it routes from here. When we pick up and dial 264 for Woodville, the director dials 92 to go over to Hertford, and then it dials a 3 into the Hertford trunk to get Woodville. So let's do that manually. I'm going to drop the director, dial 92, which will give us a mystery trunk to Hertford. This mystery trunk is different from the one we heard before, and this one sounds a little more like N1 carrier to me. And then on that, we'll dial a 3 to get to Woodville. I believe the trunk to Woodville is T carrier. It is also possible to send intra-office calls through Elizabeth City and back. This office 482 that we're calling from has a code in Elizabeth City, 26. So if I want to call the payphone next to me, all I got to do is drop the director, dial 6 for Elizabeth City, and then 26 to get back to here by way of Elizabeth City. Unfortunately, there is not a payphone next to me. So I'm going to have to demonstrate this by calling the nice lady on the CO recording. I'll drop the director, dial 6 for the Elizabeth City tandem, 26 to get back here to Edenton, and then we'll dial a vacant number.
The number you have dialed has been changed or disconnected. Please check your directory or call directory assistance. This is a recording from 482 Edenton, North Carolina.
The director system has a feature which makes it extremely versatile, but it confused the heck out of me when I first encountered this feature. It wasn't here, but it was in Charlottesville, Virginia. I dialed something, and I noticed that the director seemed to be able to suddenly drop out in the middle of my dialing a 7-digit number, apparently without having dialed anything. But it later turned out that it was dialing something in an odd way. It was able to repeat one of the digits I was dialing, pulse by pulse, simultaneous to my dialing it, so that by the time my dial came back to rest, that same digit had already been pulsed into the switching train, and the director was already gone. Here in Edenton, North Carolina, this feature is used on intra-office calls, at least on some of them. And to illustrate how this works, let's pick up the phone and dial our own prefix, 482. That little noise there was the director deciding what to do. That makes a pulsing noise. What it's going to do now is pulse repeat the very next digit we dial, no matter what it is. It's going to repeat it pulse by pulse. After it does that, it'll check and see which digit we dialed, and if it's a good one, as in a valid 482,000 group, the director will drop out. So let's dial a 2. That's a good 1,000 group. So the director, having already repeated the digit to the switching train pulse by pulse while we were dialing, has now dropped out, leaving us to dial the rest of the number directly without its help. when you dial a normal, valid 482000 group like the 2000 group, the director repeats it pulse by pulse and immediately drops out, leaving you to dial the rest of the number yourself, right into the switching train. That's the reason why you hear normal step noises on the last few digits of an intra-office call, at least most intra-office calls. The busy signal comes on immediately after the last digit, again because we're directly controlling the switches. Now, here's an invalid 482000 group. We've dialed 482, that little noise is the routing decision, and again it's decided to pulse repeat the next digit we dial. But then when it sees we've dialed a 1, watch what happens. In that case, it opened tip and ring momentarily to reset the switching train, and then dialed a 2-digit code for the reorder. Now, let's dial all 7 digits of a 482-9000 group number. On that call, the director stayed with us for all 7 digits, and the reason is that the 482-9000 group has to be converted to the 2000 group. There are really only a few coin phones in town. They didn't want to build a physical 9000 group just for a few coin phones, and they have the director do the conversion from 9 to 2, rather than doubling it up on the step switches as would be done in a small office. So when you dial 482-9, it actually resets the switching train to get that 9 out of there and makes a new routing decision where it dials then a 2, and then after that each digit is repeated one by one. This ability to start out by repeating the digit and then take it back and dial something else is still a little disconcerting to me. As a surrogate dialer, it's like a person who's indecisive. It picks up the phone, dials 9 and says, whoops, nope, hangs up, picks up, and then dials a 2. If anybody knows the terminology that AE uses to describe these two features, first the ability to pulse repeat the digit pulse by pulse, and then the ability to take it back and dial something else, what does AE call that? If anybody knows, please let me know. You know, when you learn about phones from the outside in, as I have, you often find things and you know how it works, but you have no idea what the proper terminology is. Well, that's all for this segment.